lot of times. A shell going, 200 pounds, didn't make any difference. They waited.
You wouldn't take a full wagon load?
No. Just take maybe enough for a barrel. And you see, they when you paid them. When you paid them, they just took out a part of your meal, see?
Yeah.
You know, use an old flour bear.
Now, you tell me about them type people I had. They said they were just sorry. You know, they called them, what would folks call them? Any names for them?
What kind of people are you talking about now?
Them sorry ass people, you know. Ones that were always...
I don't exactly remember all of the names they did call them. They'd sorry some bitches.
Yeah.
No good son bitches.
No, I mean, okay.
You talking about these son bitches thieving?
What?
What not?
What about a fella who maybe lived back in the woods by himself? Nobody ever saw him. He was just a...
Well, most of them called him son bitch tramp.
Tramp?
Yeah.
You know what? A type guy who folks, he'd come into town maybe once a year. He'd have him a... Growth,
hermit or tramp.
Okay. Have any names for them? You know, people like maybe who lived up the river or lived around the river or something.
River rats.
River rats.
Yeah, they're river rats. They still river rats.
they used to come down and settle in places along the
they still in. All down the White River and the places. There's lots of people live back in there now. Just like you say. They don't do a damn thing. They fish and commercial fish and trap, hunt, and live on these little old boat houses right now. We call them river rats. Some fine people there. But I mean, they just live off the land, and I mean, it's great. I don't never kick against that, because you don't ever catch him in no giveaway lines, like these damn food stamps and charity work.
Yeah.
They always make their own. They live and die right there on that river. Just 90% of them.
Mm-hmm. Did you hunt a lot when you were younger?
Yeah, hunted all the good, you know. But wasn't working. I fished, hunted, done just what I could. Rabbit hunt, that's my favorite, because I deer hunt now, but I didn't when I was a kid too much. My daddy wasn't very much of a hunter. And of course, there's a big family of us. We really just didn't have a whole lot of time to hunt, but we did fish. I mean, well, we fished a lot in the summer. We'd all get in the wagon and go fishing somewhere. We lived down in the bottom. Us boys would, and Daddy. And Daddy was always sort of close to us, real close, you know, and he didn't like, he wouldn't let us go hunt. Our first time I went squirrel hunting was 12 years old.
Yeah.
And I was awful big for 12.
What kind of squirrels y'all have around here?
You got fox and gray and a few black.
Yeah, you got them little ones maybe that don't have tails?
All them flying squirrels and them silly songs, but yeah, we got some of them.
The ones that run around on the ground?
Yeah. They didn't run up a tree and just sail out.
Yeah.
We call them a flying squirrel.
Yeah.
We got the best squirrel we got is the fox and gray, though.
Fox are tough to good hunting.
Yeah,
What do you hunt them with?
Well, shotgun, rifle, either one.
Yeah.
But I generally carry shotgun.
And a pistol you put...
What a...
Shotgun, you put shells or in the
shells.
In a pistol, you put
cartridges.
Right, cartridges. Have you got that kind of bird, Frank? Here that can see in the dark. Them kind of birds.